good sign. If it doesn't
we're still on halacha base. The Mechaber said the din of the of past halacha. So I want to start by talking about a din that the Shach brings. That the Shach says is Madayek. He's seemingly on the word that it says, the people who are Mekel, if you buy bread, Minachtem ha'ovid kacham, that is from a guy who's a Nachtem. So the Shach brings that many people say that the only time there's a heter pas palter is if the palter is a guy, if the owner of the bread is a guy. But if a yid owns bread, then there's no heter pas palter. Okay?
That's the Shach brings. Correct. It's just Nachtem over there, which is the correct. Nachtem is a baker. Palter is someone who buys from the Nachtem. Is a middleman.
Is that true?
That's how the Mishnah is in the mind.
That what? That a palter is?
The palter is a bites from the Nachtem. The Nachtem is the baker.
Okay, and the palter is?
The palter bites from the Nachtem and sells it to the Balabatim.
Okay, he's like the distributor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that explains to me why. I talked to him in the Chazal stream. He says, in Chazal, we call it palter, but really the right word is Nachtem, but we call it palter. Okay, good. Okay, so now you explain it to me. Anyhow, okay. So anyhow, yes, he calls it a Nachtem, but so we colloquially call him a palter. Okay, if that's the right way to say it now. Okay, so anyhow, so the Rashach is Madaik, he's not that, I don't think the Mechaber means to say this, but he's being Madaik, he's making a point that the only time there's a heter of pas palter is when the bread belongs to a guy, and then the guy was the palter, but if the bread belongs to a yid, then there's no heter pas palter.
You mean the flour and the water?
The original bread, whatever you want to call it, you know, when it was originally made, the dough, let's call it, when the dough belonged to a guy, to a yid, then there's no heter pas palter. Okay, and he brings this from the Torah. He starts by saying it's from the Torah, but he throws in also that you should know that the Teres Chattas, which is the Ramah, the Issa, the Heter, and the Taz say this, and he brings other things, the Mordechai, other people who say this also. Okay, it's a lot of people who say this. The Taz is later, like, also, it's like a passing that the Taz says. You wouldn't catch it until someone told you maybe that they said that. But there's a lot of people who say this. Okay, so what's the reason for this? What would be the reason why there should be such a din? There's a Heter pas palter, that there's no chashash of chasnas, so what's the difference whether a yid or a guy owns this thing? Okay, so the first thing you would think is, if you look at this thing, was you would say, what we're trying to say, it's something along the lines of the sheet of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that pas palter is only mutter if there's no pas Yisrael available. Pas palter shel akum is only mutter if there's no pas Yisrael available. So, excuse me, you'll say that in a case where the yid owned the bread, if the yid owned the bread, then it's sort of like in his control. We're only being makel when it's out of the Jew's control. They're stuck. They have to do this. But here, the yid owned the bread. He could have just been involved with the baking anyhow. So why wasn't he involved in it? So it's like sort of like this pas is all available because the yid could have just made the bread. His own bread he could have made. So there happens to be no baker in town. But this guy is like so close. He's like such a part of the business. He could have done it. So it's sort of like this pas is all available.
Okay.
We're going to get to Mersh. Mersh is a drop different. We're going to get that in a second. But it's sort of along those lines that the problem with saying such a shita, the problem with saying that it's within the shita of Mechaber is it's worse than that. The Teres Chattas is in Simen Ayin Hey, Halacha Beis. The Teres Chattas who brings this in is Halacha Beis. And Halacha Aleph is what the Ramah says. He starts by saying, Pas, Palter, Shal Akum is Mutter, even if this Pas is all available. And then he says this thing. It's not like it's like separated. It's like one right after the other. Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. So it's no connection to the Sheet of Mechaber. It's not because when this pas is all available, then you can't have it. And this is like pas is all available. It's not like that. We'll get to a motion in a second.
I don't say the reason. I don't say the reason why this.
Nobody gives reason. Right. Nobody gives reason. No.
It's got to be obvious then.
Right. So it's got to be obvious. Okay. So the next answer that I want to tell you what the pshat might be is will be very.
Yeah, what's the question?
What's the reason for this? And why?
What's
about Teres Chattas is that if you think that this din of that when a yid owns it, you not eat it, it's because of having to do the sheet of Mechaber, that we're only matir b'shas adchak, and this is not such a shas adchak, it doesn't read, because the Ramah himself says, it's mutter even if it's not a shas adchak, and then he says, it's the next word. Uh-huh. It's right, one following the other.
He's
going along with it in Teres Chattas, so it's not serious. The Ramah word is one right there. So the other possibility, which I think to me is the most logical, but you'll see what the problem is. The most logical, like you're saying, it's got to be like as in this is obvious, is something that's a little bit more complicated, but it's worth it to talk about it just to hear the shita, okay? Which is the Shach says that this comes from a Torah. Okay, the Torah says this then two times. first at the very beginning of the siman, he says quickly in passing, and later on what we have as halacha tes, he says it more openly. In halacha tes, the Beis Yosef says nothing to explain it. Blank. It's like there's nothing. He says nothing about it. In the beginning of the siman, he gives a whole hesber about the tour, and sort of Teichat Varim is a little bit as explained the sheet of the tour. What does he say like this? The tour has a completely different sheet about Pas Yisrael than what we hold, than what we're familiar with. Okay, and the tour is based on two questions, based a lot on these two questions. First is, why is there a difference between the Isser Pas Yisrael, or the Isser Pas Akum and Bishul Akum? They seem basically to be the same thing. Both things is, if a guy cooks food, then you're not allowed to eat it unless the eat is part of the cooking. So what's the difference? Why are there two separate things? One about the about food, most foods, and one about past kind of foods. Why isn't just one big Isser? Okay, now, there are answers to that question, but it is a question. What's the difference between these two? Okay, but second is, and a more like Lamaisa question is, the Gemara that says, how do you make something Pas Yisrael? There's three ways, three things the Yid can do to make Pas Yisrael. It's coming in a few halachas, a few things the Yid can do to make it Pas Yisrael. That Gemara is talking about Pas. Okay? So about bread. How do you make bread to be kosher? Well, that Gemara is not in the sugya of Pas Yisrael. It's not, the Gemara Pas Yisrael is one Gemara with a little bit later on. Three blot later, in the middle of the Gemara of Bishul Yisrael, comes in the Gemara to tell you, how do you make food Pas Yisrael? So he's like, what's going on? Why do we wait till now? If this is this member that says how you take Pas and turn it into Pas Yisrael, why isn't it back in the sugya of Pas Yisrael? Why isn't it in the sugya of Bishul Yisrael? Doesn't make sense. This the Gemara that tells you could light the fires and you could put the food on, things like that. Why isn't that in the Gemara of Pas? It's talking about bread. So the Torah holds that the din of Pas Yisrael is not like what we think. Bread and all foods have a din of Bishul Yisrael. They all need to have a yid to light the fire and stuff like that. Pas has an additional din, that the kneading of the dough has to be under the ownership of a Jew. It has to be like sort of like Gevinas Akum, like the Rama holds, the Shachos has to be the Jew's thing. When you create the dough, when you first make the batter, it has to be that it belongs to a Yid at that time. And after the Yid does that, after he makes it Pas Shel Yisrael, he still has to make it Bishul Yisrael. Afterwards, when he bakes it, the Yid still has to bake it. So in the Gemara, Pas, how do you make Pas Yisrael? It doesn't say anything, because how do you make Pas Yisrael? What do you mean? If the Yid owns it, when he makes it into a bread, then it, when he makes it into, when he kneads it, and he creates it, he forms it, maybe even, then it has to belong to a Yid. Then the Gemara about Bishul Akum happens to be, it's telling you how to make Bishul Yisrael, and it happens to use it as an example, a piece of bread. It could have said a potato also. That Gemara, in that case, the bread is the shayla of how to make it Bishul Yisrael. So bread needs to be, first has to be Pas Yisrael, and then later it has to be Bishul Yisrael also. So the Gemara in Bishul Yisrael is telling you how to make Bishul Yisrael. The Torah says, if a goy kneads the dough and makes it into the shape, and a yid bakes it, it's treif. It's Bishul Akum. It's not Pas Akum, it's Bishul Akum. It's Bishul Yisrael, but it's Pas Akum. Does that make sense?
The goy kneaded it.
A goy kneaded it, and a yid baked it, it's Bishul Yisrael and Pas Akum. Because the Pas Akum has nothing to do with Bishul Yisrael. They're two completely different in it. Okay? This is not at all like what we think.
This
is the Torah. This is the Torah Shita of what Pas Yisrael is. This is what the Torah holds. What Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael are two totally different worlds. They have nothing to do with each other. Pas comes first. First you have, in Pas there's a requirement that in the creation of the dough, the Yid has to participate. And Bishul has another, and then there's a second din. Pas and tafshos and all kinds of things have to be cooked by a yid. It's a separate din. It applies to both. Now, so the heter of pas palter, is sort of extends a little bit beyond what it has to. Pas palter says that if a goy kneaded the dough, if a goy said to Tohar to get Pas Yisrael, we allow the iser of Pas Yisrael. Pas Akum goes off for a palter, and sort of like as a secondary thing, is that the Isser of Bishul Yisrael goes off on the bread also. Okay, and according to the Torah, there are two kulas in the din of Pas Palter. Pas Palter, not only is it matir the din of Pas Akum, it's also matir the Isser of Bishul Akum on Pas food. The same doichak that there is, you can't be matir one without the other. It doesn't do me any good to tell me that a goy could need it if the yid has to bake it, because you can't bake it. They don't own the bakeries. So the heter of pas palter is a two-sided heter. Primarily, it's matir the din of pas akum. the iser pasachim it's matzah. That's the first thing that it's matzah. And then, like as a secondary thing, to make it have any teeth, it has to be matzah the iser bishlachim also, which according to the Torah is a separate iser. Okay, so according to the Torah, this the heter paspalter has two parts to it, and first it's matzah the iser pasachim, and then it's matzah the iser of bishlachim. Now, the synapse. So now, according to the Torah, we understand what this din is going to be that says that if a yid, we can potentially understand what it means, that if a yid owns the dough, then the dough has to pass palter. According to the Torah, it means something that a yid owns the dough. There's such a thing in the world as a yid owning dough that has some kind of meaning. It means something that makes it pass Yisrael. That's what makes the food pass Yisrael. So we could say that the heter pass palter doesn't apply in certain cases. What is that case? The case when the yid owns the dough, when the primary is heter paspalter, the primarily is being matter the iser of pasakum. Over here, there is no iser pasakum because the yid owns the dough. So we say, oh, paspalter is not being matter the primary thing. It's not going to be matter the secondary thing either. It won't be matter the bishul akum either. But so according to the Torah, there's some kind of sense to this. And again, the Shach said that if a yid owns the dough, then there's no heter paspalter. So according to the Torah, this has some meaning to it. According to the Torah, yid owning the dough means something. In the rules of Pas Yisrael, a yid owning the dough takes off the Isra of Pas Yisrael. And then the second Isra of Pas Akum, sorry. But then the second Isra of Bishlachim, that would usually get taken off by a palter. So in this case, it doesn't because the primary Isra didn't get taken off. Okay, but in this world, in the world of the Torah, you could imagine some kind of a sense to this whole thing of pass owned by a yid pass owned by a yid has no heter of bishul by a palter.
Are we talking bishul? Well, I'm sorry that I'm.
Okay.
They're cooking this dough afterwards.
Baking the dough afterwards. Yeah.
Baking's an issue of bishul.
So what I'm saying, you missed was that the tour has a special sheet. The tour has a special sheet. The tour has a special sheet that holds that bread has a double iser. It has to have be pas Yisrael and bishul Yisrael. That means it has to make it pas Yisrael, the yid has to be the owner owns it when you kneaded the dough, when you created the shapes or whatever you make.
He has to own it or he has to
own it.
He has to own it.
And the second thing is that it then has to be bishul Yisrael, like yid has to cook it also.
Those are two different things. And what about the heter of the...
So he has to do something, lighting the fire, any of those kinds of...
He doesn't, the tour or the makaver...
It's the tour.
I understand. The wouldn't hold that you would have to mamish put the...
No.
The tour would hold you have to... Right. Mm. And nobody would hold that mamish.
On bread. Nobody holds like that on bread. Yeah. It's only on non-pasta.
Right. Okay.
So according to the tour, we can understand this then, like Yossi said, it must be some kind of obvious thing. According to the tour, we can at least begin to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Then we understand why in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't bring anybody who argues on it. But lo and behold, it doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch. Why doesn't he say that? Where's this din that the Torah said? That the Torah said that if the yid owns the dough, then you have to, then there's no heter pas palter. Why doesn't it say it in the Shulchan Aruch? No one argued on it. The answer is, because the Beis Yosef doesn't say anyone who argues on this point directly, but he tells you, the Beis Yosef is full of people who don't hold to the Torah Shita. The whole Torah Shita, that pas and bishul are, that pas has two requirements, and it's different than Tashua. Of course we don't hold like that. Now, of course we don't hold like that then. So Mamela is very obvious why the Machaber wouldn't have said it. Right? This is all very nice. This yeah. makes them, to me, is logically fits in very well with what the Torah, what's going on here. The only problem is, you know what the obvious problem is. The problem is, well then why in the world is Taras Chatas and the Shach and the Taz and everybody saying this thing? Nobody else holds like the Torah, so that's all I can tell you. The Torah... If I had to close my eyes and just
say, "Fatal flaw,"
that's correct. No. But I'm saying, but in theory, this din, which is coming from a tour, has lots of sense to it. Okay, but something's wrong with it because it can't fit. Because why is everybody else bringing it? Right. So they obviously
didn't record.
The tour, we have no idea. It doesn't bring any rise to it. He just says this in that if a yid owns the dough, if a yid owns the dough, there's no heter pas palter. That's what he says. Okay, so. Rav Moshe said something. It's along the lines of what I said at the beginning, but it's a variation. He says like this. He says the heter of pas palter is only because it's very hard to get pas Yisrael. That's the reason why Chazal made that heter, because it was hard to get it. So he says you get like a sort of a feeling that Chazal, even when they let you eat pas palter, it's not really mutter. They don't really want you to eat this. But they're sort of like stuck and they're letting you eat the food anyhow. So the Torah holds now misvar. I have to tell you, Ramesh says he doesn't know what the makar for this is, but he says the Torah must help misvara that in the case where the yid owns the bread, and the yid could easily just do the things to make it pass Yisrael. So in that case, Chazal wouldn't have been matzah for you. The whole thing is, we know that Chazal don't really want you to eat this food. They're sort of letting you because you're stuck. So if you're letting you because you're stuck, the yid was so close. Come on, guys, it was your stuff. You own the bread. Right. Why don't you just make it pass Yisrael? So in that case, they wouldn't have been willing to make it for you. Okay, so that along the lines, and we're going to again have the question, we have the same real question, which is, that's very nice in the sheet of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that if there's pas is all available, you can't eat pas palter. But the Rambam holds pas palter is mutter in all cases. So even though the reason for it is because of the Dorechad, so what? So Ramesh will have to say that according to the Rambam, it's an example of no loy plug. Meaning, in the loy plug is, even when there's no Dorechad, you can still eat it anyhow. Even when there's no Dorechad, the pas is all available, you can eat it anyhow. But that only applies in cases that are similar to the original case. If you have a case that's really different, like this case, where a yid owns it, it's like a whole different case, then you have to think about it. Does it make sense or not make sense to say this? Okay? Now, but there's a question what Moshe says. The question what Moshe says, which is a riot to what I said before, like the Torah, which is, the question is, what does it say if a dough is owned by a Jew, then there's no heter pas palter. Okay, and what do you call the food that was baked by the palter, a Jew's bread that was baked by a palter? And everyone says, the answer is, bishlakma. The answer is, if a Jewish person owned the bread, and a guy baked, and a palter, so a guy baked it, then the food is also, it's bishlakma. Bishlakma. Well, bishlakma. That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, Pasakim. You don't say there's no heter pas palter. So the answer is pasakim. Everyone says no. The answer is bishlakim. Why is it bishlakim? Like, all the people who are saying this thing, the Taz is quick. Sure. What?
The
Torah. Yeah. Why are they saying that it's pasakim? So the Taz, which is in half a word, is saying this. Says bezeh in the case where it belongs to you. Yeshli din shlokas. And this can be seven kuf gimbal. Yeah. That it's bishlakim. That's also says bishlakim. The Torah says it's bishlakim. Why is it bishlakim? This is bread, which should be pasakim. So that sounds like you're saying, like the Torah said, that the past part of it we dealt with, and the Isser is Bishalakim. That's the new Isser that's left over. That's for sure in the Torah, that's what it means. Everybody else who's repeating it sounds like, it doesn't sound like Ramesh is saying that the Isser is past. What Ramesh will tell you is that, how can you say, call something Pasakim when it was made by a baker? That sort of doesn't fit, because past palter is mutter. So it's sort of like, for words we call it Bishalakim. Palter is really mutter, so like a funny way, we have one of this funny thing, we have a palter, we have like a funny way to say it, we call it bishlakim, but it really doesn't fit so great, that we should call this issa called bishlakim. This is really, this is a pasakim. Okay? So,
anybody has this question?
Nothing, no, but it's just a point. I'm not saying it's right, and most people will seem like a mush. That's just in the case where the yid owned it, the yid could have made the pas, Chazal are not willing to be making on that kind of a case. And they revert to calling it pas or bishlakim. Now, Ramosha takes this Hesper and makes a huge chiddush out of this Hesper, okay, which is, maybe most people here know this chiddush, but the chiddush is, he says, the only time that it's, if a yid owned it, do we say that pas palter is mutter, is usher, is only because it's really easy for the yid to do it. It's my dough. Why didn't I already make it pas Yisrael? He says, but if I'm in a commercial bakery, then I own this huge bakery. He says, I'm not going to bake every loaf of bread. I'm not going to sit around and bake the food. He says, so in that case, you're telling me I'm going to have to hire only Jewish employees to work in my place. He says, already at that point, we're not holding by a thing where it's easy.
Turn on the oven. Turn on the oven. When you come in. Have what is it called? Share, what is it?
That's my question. That's my question. Very good. That's my question. But Ramosha said, this is what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, he says, so it's only, we're only saying that the pot, that the pot, that belongs to the Jew is mutter that needs a.
I think what it should be is the guy that huge company in California that made believe in five planes in different places. He's in a corporate office in who knows where. In five planes in who knows where.
You know? He's not as dramatic as you are. Okay, I have to tell you. And he
was not a dramatic man.
No, and if he meant like you, he would have answered that. He has a kasha from the Haggoyes on the tour. There's a kasha on what he says. He brings a kasha on himself and what he says. And he would have answered. So if you even if we'll take we'll take something along the lines of your answer, it's going to mean that Rav Moshe's heter is only going to apply in certain cases,
right?
Okay. Which means okay. So it's I have to just tell you that it's taken Rav Moshe's heter is taken like lock, stock, and barrel by the American hashgachos. Us included. Potentially us included.
Yeah. Everything he says is coming from
experience. we would potentially take that through and say, so if a Yid owns a bakery, a Yid owns owns dough, many hashgachos would say, if a Yid owns the dough, even though the Shach and everybody else says that you have to have pasi, so you don't have to, because Rav Moshe says it doesn't apply to big companies.
But anyway, the hedge also said at the end, and befrat if the Jewish yes. are work. I said for sure it's good.
That's correct.
But I said that to that point.
That's Yesh London, whether he means, how serious he means. But you're right. Yes, you're right. And it's true like that. But so that means is if you have a smaller bakery, you know, the bakery, the guy runs it. Well, the guy has to just, they turn on the oven once a day. How often? In a bakery, they turn on the oven once a day. And the owner is Indian. Not he has 12 plants all over the country, like you said. He has a bakery. Why can't he turn the oven on? So, Ramosha saying it's only usher in cases where it's easy for the Yid to be part of the cooking. So then, why then? Lachayra his heter is very limited. Only to cases like the oven said, where really you know it's really difficult and attack like that. But it's not taken like that. I'm just saying that even Ramosha's cooler has to be. You know, you have to think before you apply it because Lamaisa people are applying it to any case, any commercial bakery. If any commercial bakery, they say, Ramesh says, in commercial bakeries, you don't have to have, even if the Jew owns it, doesn't have to be pasta shell. And in fact, Ramesh is not really as makel, so to speak, as he seems to be doing. Okay? Fine. Okay,
let's all the Hashem are doing it on that base, on that. Even
yes, you, say, you call up a Hashem, you say to them, hi, is it true that blank bakery is owned by Jews? Yes, it's owned by a Jew. Is it pasta shell? No, it's not. Why? Because Ramesh says, in a commercial bakery, you don't have to make it pasta shell. What did you say?
Ramesh is not clear. I mean, I've heard many studies about what Ramesh really means.
What's not clear about
it? In Ramesh's Shuvah itself, it's very clear that he says he doesn't need it.
That he doesn't need what?
Pasisro.
You're saying this, you want to be, you're saying more machmer. Maybe he's not clear, he needs to be, well, what David's sticking in is, that at the end of the Shuvah says, he said, I think it's mutter. He says, ubefrat, in a case where the workers are non-frum Jews, so there's those, many hold that would be pasisro anyhow, so then you could for sure be mako. So you could read into that he only needs to make a bitzir of that. I don't think that's the way the flow of the Shuvah
is. I know that the Paiskim have a hard time trying to understand what relation means. This is the way you're learning it. Did you see someone touch up
that he's made
like that he's made go?
Yeah, go to the bakery, go to the supermarket, and you see it. Go to the bakery, and you go to the, if you go to the, yes, yes. If you and hashgachos are relying on it, lamaisa. In other words, if you go to the supermarket, you'll see it.
This will be the tour.
But the problem is, the Shach, the Rama himself, you miss it. The Rama in his Sefer Teres Chata. That's fine. Teres Chata says that it's mutter. Says that it's mutter. Teres Chata says that that's also the Shach and the Taz. The Rama holds that even if Pas Yisrael is available, you're allowed to eat Pas Powder. However, if a Jew owned the dough, then the heter Pas Powder doesn't apply.
So he agrees with the Torah and everybody.
Well, he would seem to be. In the Teres Chata, it's not brought here in the good book over here. It's not brought here. When Teres Chata says it. Okay.
Forget it. You're going to be in my office for 6 months.
Well, okay. It's only the shared instance.
Good, okay.
It reminds us true of the Paul Zerb, because I hear you talking right first all the time.
That's a good point.
We claim that reminds us of the Paul holders no Paspalter.
You're not Bishalaka, won't you?
No, what?
There's no Bishalaka. That whole thing doesn't apply to the factory.
I was going to possibly talk about that today. We're not going to have time. We'll do it a different time. That's a different thing. So you're going to come from a different angle.
You see, that true is that I not like it.
Right. The implication of that true is not like that. That we'll talk about that. I was going to maybe do that today. I decided we didn't have time for that.
Image.
Okay, wait, we're not finished. We're going to something else.
I'm not saying that true with the English monster. Also, we see the original.
Okay, but let's continue the thing.
There's more to that.
Yeah, let's continue halacha base. The Mechaber had said that there's a het of Pas Palta.
His grandson.
There's a het of... Okay, guys.
There's a question.
Okay. The end of the Mechaber had said, guys, The Mechaber had said there's a din of pas palter. And he continues, have a pas shabal batim. If you have pas that doesn't belong to a, wasn't made by a baker, it was made by a private person. Ain sham mishamor v'lohakel. No one is makel to say that that's mutter. Ikar ha'gzeh misham chasnus. Because of chasnus, if you have pas bali batim, you have a list of etzlam, you might come to eat by them, and that will lead to chasnus. Now, in fact, in halacha ches, we'll find out that there are some people who makel. Okay, but that's not for now. So the Mechaber says, pas bali batim is not mutter. Okay, we'll get to halacha ches, we'll find out that there are, might be mm-hmm. Mekilim about that also, but it's not. For now, he says it's mutter. Now, the Ramah says, Floy mikri pas balbayis. It's only considered pas balbayis in Masor Lubnei Beisai. If he made it for the people in his house. Avalosori limkar mikri palter. If a private person at home bakes cakes to sell to the public, then that private person is considered, it has the din of a palter. Even though they're not usually that. I mean, to be called a palter, you don't have to wear a funny hat on your head that makes you look like a baker. It means is, if you're making it for public sale, you're a palter. You have the cool palter. If you're making it for private use, then you're a baal bayis. Okay, it doesn't make a difference what your profession is. It makes a difference what you're doing while you're baking this. And he said the opposite. The chen palter shasol la'atzmai. If a palter makes it at home, his own, he makes the cookies at home, mikri baal bayis. So for that, then he's considered baal bayis. Okay?
Depends on the situation.
It depends. It has nothing to do with your profession. It has to do with why you're making it. Okay? And in fact, there's even a shaila in the achronim as to what happens if a baal bayis makes it to give us a present. That might even be considered a palter. I mean, he didn't make it to sell, he gave it as a present.
Or a business
should
sale.
We consider that to be a private use or for public use? Okay. So that's what...
That's my name for a business.
That's what...
School.
That's what the... Yes. That's what the... That's what the Mechaber Ramah says. And just for point of reference, we're going to come back to this next. The Ramah says, in parentheses, Kein Mash V'Veses. Okay. Now, Halacha Gimel. It's again to what we're talking about. Okay. Yesh Mishayimah. There are those who say, if a palter invites a yid over to his house, we treat his bread like the bread of a baal bayis. Okay? We consider his bread like the bread of a baal bayis. Now, the simple understanding is that what happened over here is like this. A palter baked bread. Okay, he works in Al Kayim bakery, and he baked bread, and then he said, come over to my house and come eat with me in my house. Now, why is that bread? The Mechaber is saying is that this bread is not in the kula pas palter. Now, why is it not in the pas palter? He baked it as a palter. He baked it in his bakery. So why, if he brings you to his house to eat it, the bread Mechaber was baked as pas palter and should be mutter? Okay, so now, the simple understanding...
Why is he doing
that?
The bread was baked by a palter.
By a palter in his house.
No,
in his bakery.
The palter invited you to his house. So the palter, I don't know if that's the case. The simple reading would be, that the palter baked this in his bakery, and now the palter baked the bread, and he invited you to his house, so now you're getting the pas of the palter in his house. You're saying is that it means is that the
palter's baking it.
In his house.
Yes.
As a private citizen.
Can you read the lesson again, Rabbi Kohn?
Okay, in Yesh Mishayimish, in palter, his min Yisrael, if a palter invites over a yid, harepita kapas balbayis, then his bread becomes like a pas balbayis.
If
it's in his house, then he knows how to rake kibbah.
Since he's a palter, maybe even though he's baking his house,
it's a machlokes. The Mechaber's din is coming from a ra'ah. The Mechaber's din is coming from a ra'ah, chaschai from a ra'ah, and the ra'ah says that the pshat is like this. When a palter bakes it in his bakery, if the palter brings it to his house, now it changes over to being pas palter.
King and Chatzar.
It was pas palter. The whole reason for pas palter, the heter is because you have no connection to the palter. But as soon as he brings it to his house, now by eating by him, you'll feel close to him. And now you will feel connection. It could lead to chasnus. So if you bring it to his house, it becomes pas palter.
According to this, if you have pas Yisrael, it should also be the same day.
That what?
Because you're getting chasnus of it. The guy went to the store to Tel Aviv. Nordstrom bought a bakery. In the same day?
It's a good question. Okay, I have a more. We're going to get to this then. It's an halacha like hey or fav. There's really nothing. The problem is like this. That question: if you start to bake this pas palter, and then the palter brings it to his house, does that turn to become pas palbayis? Can it change after it was baked?
So then the guy or then the
look at right that shaila is a machlokes the ra'ah and the rashba. Okay, that's a machlokes. And in halacha zayin, the mechaber passes like the rashba. Okay, the mechaber passes that once you bake it. As a pas palter, it's mutter forever. You can't change it afterwards. Okay, so how come over here he's being treated the raw? Okay, this is not my question. I'm not so smart. So this is the Shach's question. The Shach says, what's going on over here? And Halacha Zayin, he passes that once the palta breaks it, bakes it, it's mukta forever. Okay, so how can it be that just because he brings it home doesn't change it to become a heter? That's a machlokes. There is such a shita, but that's not what the machlokes is.
Well, let's say he's going to learn off the pshat is that it wasn't completely baked yet. He finished it off in his house.
No, so that's not what he said. So he said, I'll tell you what he said.
You know, parve.
Shach gives two answers. One is, this is to me surprising. He says is really the machaber passing like the Rama, like the Rashi later on. But he says here yesh misha oimer. He doesn't mean to pass like this. He's just telling you there is such a shita. He doesn't really hold like the shita. Okay, really, he holds like the shita in Halacha Zayin,
which he's going to bring down later on.
But over here, he's just saying, Yesh Misham, there is another opinion. Okay, it's hard to read because this either belongs in Halacha Zayin or he needs some kind of context to it. How can he tell me Yesh Misham that it's mutter when he's not
holding that one?
But his second answer, which is a little easier, still hard to catch this, which is a little like what David's saying. Teretz coming in a second. I'm sorry. The Shach's second teretz is that even though pas palter is mutter, when the guy invites you into his house, everything becomes usher. His inviting you into his house is like a super chashash chasness. Here is, it's not just like he gave you a loaf of bread. He mamash invited you into his house. That's like, forget it. No cool is a pas palter anymore. Also, if you did that, forget it. All bets are off, and it becomes back to me.
Let's hold this piece of bread that your ice pas palter.
So the Shach is holding it's like
where's the ice kazak? You know,
the gayer is committed, right? They say, forget it. No.
Right.
It's like a
pas
super.
It doesn't work that way.
What's the case in the other?
It just means that way. If he didn't invite you to that, just he now has the bread. The guy went into bought Arnold's bread, and the guy has it in his house, and he gives you a piece of it. Can you eat it? The fact that it passed through the palter's through the Baal Bais's house wouldn't make it up. Here it's worse because he was his minyan, so he asked you to come to eat it in his house. Let's see if we go back out. Halacha Zayin is because he handed you the piece of bread.
Just
pass palter.
Because
it's passed by Baal Bais.
Okay.
It's coming from Baal
Bais. Because he bought it.
Because he has it now. Right now, it's by Baal Bais. Okay, we'll get that by Zach. I don't want to just say is that the Nekud Sekesef, I'm sorry. I know we're late. But
do you have heat?
Now we do, yes. The Nekud Sekesef says, and the Nekud Sekesef is usually the Shach's Ha'arus. This is Moish. It's usually the Shach's Ha'arus on the Taz. Okay? But in this case, it's the Shach's son over here making the Ha'arus on the Shach himself. On the Shach himself. He says he has a better answer. He has a different answer. What the Mechaber means is like this. He says like Dov Tzitzur. He says if the palter invites you over to eat in his house, and he serves you a piece of bread, don't assume that this bread was baked in the bakery during his regular work hours. If he's inviting you into his house, he probably baked it at home. So when the palter invites you to his house, and you don't know, you have a loaf of bread, did he bring it from his bakery, or did he bring it from home? So you say, he must have brought it from home, because even though he's a professional baker, but he probably baked this loaf of bread at home. So the reason why you're not allowed to eat it is because since you're eating from his house, so you assume that he made it in his house.
Ask a baker the last time that they baked their own made challahs in their house. Okay, there's no way.
I didn't want to be as dramatic as Yankee, as radical as Yankee.
Why not?
But
it's probably better. It's always better when you bake it at home.
They don't have the time. They don't do it. They're good at it now.
What he means is that the professional bakers, they don't know how to make one loaf of bread. They don't make any 500 loaves of bread. You know? So, what I was thinking was like this. What there's enough community here. What happens if you know that the palter
came in the bag?
He brings it from the bakery. You see, he brings home 10 loaves of bread, and he's giving it to you. So according to Nekud Sekesef, you'd be allowed to eat it. No special answer. According to what the Shach says, that Hizmin makes it worse, Hizmin is worse, than that even if we know that it's pots coming from the palter, Hizmin somehow makes it worse. The fact that you're coming to eat in this house makes it worse.
According to that, if they brought it out of the house, would it go back to the heter?
He went in it.
It's like when people say that
his minute to your house, right?
If his minute brought loaf, you didn't eat it.
And they took it home with you?
They took it home with
you. I don't know. I'm not trying to understand the whole Hizmin. Like Yankee said, what being Hizmin? What happened? The bread got changed while it was when it moved into the house.
What is the issue about?
Guys, you bought a stronger party.
Right.
He buys Jewish bread.
He buys
There's action on it.
Okay. So according to the Kutz Kesef, that it's when he eats, he buys in your house. You hush that he baked himself. You know he did it. I mean, you see the stuff there with kosher. That's fine. According to the Shach, that the Shach is because of Hizmin Etzlay. So I don't know what a business partner is probably not his netzel. His netzel is like this, like he brings you into his house to a sit with him. Party. It's so much closer to the chassis, you can't be making all that.
Let's say you get invited to the president.
Is
it possible to adopt the same palter if he invites to the house, but if it's sold out of the palter, then not somebody else can convert it back to Israel again?
You mean because it's the same guy? He's the baker, so he's the
one who... He's the balabas to change it.
Uh-huh. You mean say it's still like sort of in flux until it's...
I have to tell you, I don't think anybody would warn anybody that if the guy buys kosher bread, if I'm inviting him to my boss's house, makes a barbecue, he says, oh, I'll get you kosher. Well, no problem, I'll get a sealed... From the bakery, a sealed...
But that's the shock of the thing. His manessa makes it worse. That was the second
answer. I don't think people...
You would think of that shock. I have to tell you that the way the Nekudas Kesef is learning fits better into this din, just in the structure of it. The Rambam brought a din from the Beis Yosef, saying that the idea of palter and baal bayis doesn't depend on what their profession is, it depends on how they bake this loaf of bread. So how come the Mechaber didn't bring that din? It's from the Beis Yosef. That idea that tells you that a palter and a baal bayis are two different, it has nothing to do with their profession, it has to do with what they actually make. So maybe he thinks it's obvious. But the Beis Yosef door is worthwhile to say it. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring that din over? So according to the Kutz Kesef, that's actually halacha gimel. If the palter brings you to his house, now it's not the baking of a palter, the fact that he's professionally a palter, he's baking it in his house, so then it's also. So according to the Kutz Kesef, the reason why the Mechaber didn't bother to say that din is because he really didn't. He says in halacha gimel. According to the Shach, it's not a kash, it's just a point. According to the Shach, it's just interesting that the Mechaber didn't say that what the Ramah said is really, Kein Mashim, it's really, why didn't the Mechaber say it? So it's not a kash, it's just a point. Okay.